Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Break down. Go ahead, give it to me. Break down. I take me through the night. Break down. Now stand here. Can you see? Break down. It's all right.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's the late Tom Petty. Tom Petty. And welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Jeff Chrysler. Jeff has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a behavioral economics expert, formerly an attorney, formerly a comedian. Now he's got this new gig that we're glad he's doing it because he's written a couple of books on the topic, and I want you to, Jeff, tell us how we can find you online and how we can find your books.
Sure. Jeff Chrysler, K-R-E-I-S-L-E-R, is sort of my baseline. That's my website. And Twitter is Jeff Chrysler, BS for Behavioral Science. And if you just search that, you can find me, or peoplescience.com.
All right. So check it out. And the books, folks, are Get Rich Cheating, also Dollars and Cents, How We Misthink Money and How to Spend Smarter. Jeff, one of the things I'm trying to help people do is focus forward to whatever is next. And I'm calling it the new regular, not the new normal, because there's nothing normal in my orbit. I don't know about you, but I don't like to use the word normal. What's the new regular going to be? And to me, whatever my new regular is going forward as a business owner, 100% of that's going to be driven by what my customer's new regular is. And so too many of us focus on our business model the way we think it ought to be and not enough on what our customers think that we should look like through their eyes. What do you think? What is the behavioral science in that?
Well, I think there's a couple things to consider. One is, you're right, what does the customer think? And the other second is, like, how do we business owners sort of move forward? You know, as far as the customer, I think a lot of the hidden forces that have affected them always for making decisions are going to, again, be a little bit heightened because consumers aren't really certain what to do. I think there's a little bit of a reassessment almost of what's important to them, right? Are they the type that really needs to go to a movie theater, or does that now become less of a need because of the threat?
So are you saying you think customers are going to increasing more than they would have 3 months ago? They're going to say, do I need this or do I want this?
Well, exactly. I think there's going to be a little bit of sort of what we might call mental accounting. Like people, at least initially, and this might not be long term, but the initial reopening, thinking like, hey, do I need to go shopping right now? Do I need to go to the hair salon? Do I need to do this, or is it something that I want to do and maybe I can wait another couple weeks till I feel more secure and more safe? And, you know, a lot of it depends. Are people the type that are really defined and their identities tied up with, maybe going to a concert or getting their hair done? Is it really who they are, or is it sort of a nice thing to have but not something they have to?
Mm-hmm.
So I think businesses would be wise to sort of think about who are their customers and appeal first to those loyalists, the folks for whom, like, coming in every day for the coffee or going to the barbershop or whatever, like, interacting with that business has become part of who they really are, not just the ones that drop by now and then, and not just acquiring the new customers. Because I think initially people aren't going to be looking for new settings to be exposed to potentially, or you know, new places to have some risk involved. So I think that business owners need to recognize that is going to be the mindset initially for consumers, is like they're still going to restrict their activities to things that are closer to their core.
And these things, and you hit on Robert, something. You hit on something a minute ago that I want to get to. We need to be watching this very closely, because the way they are, what you just said, will look differently 3 months from now than it will look, say, 9 months from now. We're going to evolve out of this fear over a little bit of time, right? I mean, it's going to be heightened initially, and then it's going to ease up and continue to ease up as we get this pandemic behind us. These are going to be evolving expectations, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think that in, I couldn't give you a number and be responsible to, but 9 months, a year, whenever sort of things are clear from this, if you will, we're going to be back to close to normal. I think there's going to be changes. I think certain industries are going to be changed. I think, you know, air travel and maybe some others, but like it'll be closer to how people normally interact. But in the interim, the process of opening is going to be very different. And for small business owners in particular, like not a lot of us have like a 3 or 6 month runway to wait for things to be normal.
Right.
But that is where it's going to be, I think, evolving.
Are you worried that people are going to suspend their future good business, good economic practices, like putting in money away for retirement? Are they going to, you know, now some of them have to decide retirement or food, right? What do you think?
Right. I think it's going to be a challenge for people depending upon, you know, their situation. You know, you can't pay rent. You might look at that 401k as something you can dip into. And I actually think that there's a penalty forgiveness period right now for people borrowing. I mean, it's a real challenge, and I don't want to be in a position where anyone takes specific advice, but that's always been one of the issues that we look at behavioral science is balancing the future versus the present.
Right.
And in normal times, we try to encourage people to find ways to connect to that future and to like save for retirement or invest for the future and not consume and use that money and those resources
These are not normal times for sure.
Exactly.
The website is jeffchrysler.com. Is that right with a K?
Yes.
Jeff Chrysler, KREISLER. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Exactly. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.